Lots of people enjoy the calming and relaxing benefits of yoga. But in Laramie, a group is trying to use yoga to help those in a drug court program. And the early returns are good. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck has more.
It's Friday night at Laramie's Hot Power Yoga. The lights are down and the room is lit with candles. Nine people connected with the Albany County Drug Court Program are here holding various poses in an effort to relax and focus. The class is part of an experiment by the Drug Court, which is now known as the Court Supervised Treatment Program. The program coordinator is Tina Mansfield. She says those assigned to the drug court have issues.
Someone who has had many legal problems that are strictly and completely due to addiction.
Mansfield says people in the program can relapse over and over again, but she adds that those who run the program learn a lot from relapse. One thing they've learned is that participants need a way to reduce stress and focus on something positive, and that's where yoga comes in.
Yoga is a gift. Yoga is an opportunity for a participant to be there for themselves and not have any demands on themselves for an hour.
A drug court participant named Jen Banks recently discovered the benefits of yoga on her own. Banks was no casual participant in the system. Mansfield calls her experience as grisly as anyone's. Banks says she was hooked on the benefits of yoga almost immediately.
What happened was I came in the first day and I cried and I was like, oh my gosh, this is like life changing. And so through the yoga, I found a different type of structure because the poses are specific and they hold you in a certain way. And through that structure, I could sort of work through all this stuff that I'd held, like bodily trauma. And then I quit smoking cigarettes. Never thought that would happen in a million years.
Banks has become an instructor and brought the idea of leading a class designed for the drug court participants to Mansfield, who embraced the idea. Since she knows what they're going through, Banks focused on trying to heal their wounds.
Once again, no judgments, but maybe try and soften those thoughts and soften your heart. And know that ain't nobody gonna come in the studio and harass you for this 2 hours. It's sacred space, it's your time for your body.
Another instructor with the program, Alyssa Yakeley, says there is no question that yoga helps those in the program.
The idea is you're actually kind of life practicing. You're practicing putting yourself in relaxing places, in less than relaxing postures, and then figuring out how to be relaxed. And it really starts to work on your nervous system from the outside in.
Now, admittedly, this new age talk might make cynical people roll their eyes. But the participants say it is working. Tyler Wall is shocked by the benefits. After a busy and stressful week, he'd normally spend his Friday nights drinking to excess, instead of being in a yoga class.
Clears your mind, puts a lot of things in perspective. You don't feel the need to go drink because you're a lot happier after doing something like this. And just overall, boost your mood.
Kathy Johnson has been doing yoga since the spring and raves about how it's helped her.
It gives you that meditation feeling, and I can actually focus into a world of no pain. No frustration, no anger. You know, it's complete silence almost.
Will this continue to work? It is anybody's guess. They now call the program Wyoming Mobile Yoga and have plans to take it around the state and even into the correction system. The drug court's Tina Mansfield is excited about the possibilities and says even if it helps just a few people, it is worth it.
Closing the eyes brings any fear or anxiety into your mind or your body. See if you can imagine that they're actually open. You're just looking at the backs of your eyelids.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.
Allowing the jaw to hang heavy off the skull.